If you've ever wondered why retirement feels more complicated than it should, you're not imagining things. For decades, people were told to save enough, invest wisely, and then withdraw 4% every year. But new research from Morningstar tells a very different story, one that explains why so many retirees feel uneasy and why guaranteed income tools like annuities are becoming more relevant than ever. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 100 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Let me just start with when my marketing guy, Jeremy, was trying to convince me to do this podcast, I honestly kind of fought him on it because I didn't think we would have enough content to do 10 episodes, much less 100. And I didn't think anybody would listen to it, to be honest, because annuities is a very niche market. Okay, this isn't like a broad interest to the entire country or the world. So it's a very specific audience. And I want to say thank you to Jeremy for all of his hard work, his son Xander, who helps edit these videos to make them tolerable to listen to, and all the people who do tune in and listen or watch these videos. I greatly appreciate it. Even the ones who leave not so nice comments in the video sections. It's good. It keeps me sharp and on my toes. So again, thank you, Jeremy, Xander, and everyone who actually tunes in to listen to this information. I hope it's been helpful and we will continue to do it. So the past couple of years about this time, I have released a video or a podcast based on what the new 4% rule is for the upcoming year. Now, Morningstar has just released their latest report, and if you want to read it for yourself, all you have to do is Google Morningstar's State of Retirement Income 2025 that was released on December 3rd of 25. Okay, so Morningstar's 2025 research is showing that for someone retiring today, the highest safe withdrawal rate, if you want a stable, inflation-adjusted paycheck for 30 years, is 3.9%. So that's about $39,000 for every $1 million portfolio out there. And that has a 10% chance of failure even then, okay? So this is what Morningstar is calling its base case. Now, here's the key point. Most failures don't happen because markets are bad forever. They happen because something goes wrong early. Now, before some of you out there who hear this jump on the comments section and say, well, my guy says I can take 6%. Totally fine, man. You do you and you work with your guy. Because at the end of the day, Morningstar does say there are some flexible strategies that do support a withdrawal rate as high as 5.7%. So that would be 57,000 for every million. But the income becomes more volatile. The spending cuts are required in bad markets and outcomes vary more widely. Okay, so in other words, more income upfront equals less certainty. So think of retirement as just crossing a river. Okay, the average water depth does not matter. We don't worry about averages in retirement. What matters is that the stone is above the water when you take your first step. And that is what's known as the sequence of returns risk. I've made many videos about this, and you guys are probably tired of hearing about it, but it is a real thing. And Morningstar found that of the plans that had failed, nearly 70% of them failed because they experienced losses in the first 5 years. And once income starts, when that starts coming in from a shrinking portfolio, the damage compounds over the decades. Okay, so this is why retirees don't need more return. They need less stress on the portfolio, especially in the early years. Now, this is where the guaranteed income changes everything. Okay, Morningstar shows that adding non-market-based income, things like Social Security, defined benefit pensions, or annuities, dramatically stabilizes retirement outcomes, meaning your success rate of not running out of money goes way up. So if you think of your retirement plan as a house, your portfolio acts as the walls, okay? But the guaranteed income is the foundation. And as long as the foundation is solid, the walls don't have to carry the full weight of the rest of the house. So annuities are not designed to outperform markets. Again, those of you who like to leave comments, I'm not trying to compare annuities to stocks, okay? That's like comparing an F-250 to a Corvette. The Corvette is not designed to drive through 8 inches of snow and other types of bad weather. The Corvette is designed to look flashy and get you where you want to go faster. Two totally separate vehicles. So keep that in mind. I'm not trying to compare the two. It's apples and oranges. Annuities are designed to remove the pressure from the other investments, especially in the years when pressure is the most dangerous, which is the early years. So normally the first objection when talking about implementing annuities into the retirement plan, and it's a fair objection, is what about inflation? People hear level income and they think, won't inflation destroy this plan over time? Well, Morningstar actually gives us that framework. And first, I want to talk to you about inflation-adjusted annuities. And yes, they do exist. They are available. I do have access to them. But they come with a major trade-off, which is a much lower starting income. In fact, I've never sold one of these because when someone sees the starting income, it's a total turnoff. And again, everything in the insurance industry is based on math. There are no deals. But here's the reality most retirees don't consider. Inflation risk hurts most in the early years, not in the later ones. Morningstar's research shows that inflation early in retirement is far more damaging than inflation later on, because again, those costs increase and compound over the decades. So for the people who retired in 2020 and 21 and 22, especially when there was a market dip and there was rampant inflation, there could have been irreversible damage caused to a traditional retirement plan using a managed portfolio. So the question then becomes, would you rather start with too little of an income today or enough income now with the flexibility later? Level payment annuities solve the most dangerous retirement risk right out of the gate. Sequence of returns risk, market volatility, and income gaps in the early years. And Morningstar also shows that stable income sources allows the portfolios to better absorb the inflation shocks. Because retirees, you know, you're not forced to sell investments at the wrong time because you had the guaranteed income foundation. An inflation-adjusted annuity, you know, again, there may be a right fit out there for it. I personally have never sold one. But if you think of the inflation-adjusted annuity, it's like buying a coat that gets thicker every year, but it starts out too thin to keep you warm today. The level annuity is a warm coat right now, and then you can add layers to it down the road if needed. So again, what is the annuity providing? It's covering the baseline income needs. It buys you time and flexibility so you're not panicking and selling at the wrong time, because it allows growth assets to address inflation dynamically over time. So inflation isn't ignored, it's assigned to the right tool, which is going to be equities. That is the best long-term solution for inflation, is going to be stocks. And then another thing we talk about repeatedly on this podcast is longevity, which Morningstar highlights repeatedly through this research paper. You know, the portfolios don't know how long you're going to live. The annuity companies do. So by covering essential expenses with the guaranteed income, the market downturns matter less, okay? Spending adjustments are smaller, and inflation becomes a manageable variable and not a crisis. So here's a subtle point, but it's also very important. Most retirees don't spend more every single year. Most models that you're going to see from a typical financial advisor, and even me, because that's just how financial software works, is that, you know, you're showing a 2, 3, or 4% inflation increase every single year for the rest of your life. It doesn't work like that. And Morningstar confirms that real world spending often declines later in retirement. So starting with a strong income early, when, you know, still healthy and mobile and active, and your expenses are actually higher because you're out doing things and you have unlimited time at this point in retirement, this actually aligns better with reality than backloading income growth that may never fully be used. So let's look at a couple options here. Option A is a portfolio-only withdrawal, or what we'll call the Morningstar base case. Okay, starting portfolio, $1 million or whatever your number is, 3.9% of that. Now, the key characteristics are income depends entirely on the markets, a little scary, subject to sequence of returns risk, requires careful monitoring and discipline, really watching your spending, which kind of puts a damper on retirement, to be honest. And the portfolio must survive 30 plus years of withdrawals. And the failure risk, not tremendous, but it's still there. Okay, so in their base case of a 3.9% withdrawal rate, it still has a 10% failure rate. The higher withdrawals, the higher the failure rate. The higher the equities, the higher the volatility, the higher the chance of the failure rate. So what's really happening? You're asking all $1 million in that portfolio to do two jobs at once, which is to produce income and survive the market volatility long enough to keep paying that income. The other option would be the Atlas Annuity strategy plus the portfolio strategy. Now, my Atlas Annuity strategy, and we're just looking at a typical 65-year-old couple, we would look at funding two different annuities using just over $500,000 of the portfolio. The reason we use two annuities is because in this strategy, and you break it apart, you get the same amount of income for less money into the annuities. What does that do? Still gives you the same guaranteed $39,000 per year, only this one's guaranteed for life, but it frees up about $484,000 to remain in the portfolio. And again, this is not investment advice, but that you could get pretty aggressive with because now you can ride the ups and downs of the market. That is huge. Again, the best long-term solution for inflation and hopefully sustaining or increasing net worth is going to be stocks. Now, the key characteristics of this is the income is guaranteed and not market dependent. The sequence risk on income is totally eliminated, and the portfolio no longer needs to fund your baseline spending. Let's get your bills taken care of first. What does it cost to survive? And the remaining assets can now be invested for growth, inflation responses, liquidity, legacy. And what's really happening is you've separated the jobs of your dollars because now the annuity produces the income and the portfolio absorbs the volatility and addresses inflation. And one more note on that liquidity, which we're going to talk about here, what most people and most advisors don't think to the next level. And this is referring to one of the main objections is the annuity is going to lock up my money. Okay, if you got $1 million, and again, this isn't Marty Becker telling you, this is Morningstar. They have no skin in this game. They're just a research company, but they're saying 3.9% is the safe withdrawal. If that $1 million is there to produce $39,000 per year, yes. Is it liquid? Can you move it from investment to investment? Can you move it from advisor to advisor? Yes. But if that $1 million is there to produce the $39,000 in income, it's not like you can go in there and grab 150 grand to buy a boat. Okay, because now you've messed up the whole income plan. When you add the annuity in there, you're getting the same amount of income for less dollars allocated or committed to the income need. So therefore, it frees up almost $500,000 that is totally discretionary. You want that money to stay invested. And if it does really good in the early years, okay, great. Spend more money. Go in there and make a big purchase. But it's the safety net to where if the market does drop, you don't have to panic sell and you still have money invested for the long-term inflation offset. Okay, everyone, so we're going to wrap this up. If you are new to annuities and you have no clue what I'm talking about, I would highly recommend the next best step is to go to atlasannuity.com, click on the videos tab, and watch my intro series called 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're at the point of retirement, you're kicking around the idea of annuities, go ahead, book a short Zoom call with me, okay? Just at least get your questions answered, and then we can figure out if the Atlas Annuity strategy is the right fit for you. No pressure. Just get your questions answered. And as always, if you're liking this information, subscribe to the YouTube and the podcast channel. Give us a thumbs up. Leave a comment if you want. But always, I want to thank you again. Episode number 100. Never thought we would make it this long, but we're going pretty strong, and it seems like people are at least getting some benefit from the information. So again, thank you for joining me. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll see you in episode 101.